Good evening. It is finally Friday. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Thanks for joining us. Let's get right into it this evening. C2AE, the architecture and engineering firm based here in Lansing, is making news recently for their involvement in plans for the consolidated Lansing Police Headquarters. But the company has been around for decades. So to learn more about this Lansing institution, I'm joined by Bill Kimball, President and CEO of C2AE. Bill, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
And Mike, I appreciate the opportunity to share.
Now, before talking about the firm and its history, I do want to ask you, are you generally surprised or even concerned by this recent media attention to the costs of the planning of this consolidated police headquarters?
No, I'm not surprised or affected in any way. I mean, I think it's part of the process that any project needs to go through, and it's from start to finish.
Now, let's talk about C2AE. It's been in business for over 45 years. How big is the firm at this point, and in terms of both employees and annual revenue?
Yeah, we have about 110 employees. Those are spread out in four different offices across the state of Michigan. So we have offices in Grand Rapids, Gaylord, Escanaba, and headquartered here in Lansing. So we, again, continue to add staff. Total revenues, continue to increase over $15
million. I see. How long have you been with the company yourself?
I've been in the company 21 years. I started back in 1990.
Now, you replaced CEO Ray Tadgerson. He was the head of C2AE for 20 years. What was his legacy at the firm, and where will you be taking the company from here?
Yeah, Ray certainly spent a majority of his career here in the firm, over 40 years total, but 20 as CEO. He played an integral part to really bring full-service engineering and architecture together, all as full-service that we are today. He has created and grew the firm to about just around 100 employees, and was here in his CEO role to see that fourth office opening up in Escanaba. So Ray had the opportunity to work on some major projects here in the city, like the Keep GM campaign that generated two plants in the greater Lansing area. He also worked on the Cooley Law School baseball stadium.
What are some of the major projects looking ahead that you see the firm getting involved in?
C2A has been involved. Right now we have about 400 total projects ongoing at any one time. In eight states, actually, in three continents. So we'll talk a little bit about that in terms of our foreign work that we're doing and places that we're headed. But we're currently involved in some major projects like the Board of Water and Light, REO Town, the REO Town cogeneration plant, down in REO Town there. That's a large project, $128 million. We've done other projects certainly throughout the area here, not just in Lansing. But we've been involved in the Lansing Center projects, the Lansing City Market, the sesquicentennial sculpture down by the river. So there's several projects of that type that we've been involved in, as well as the Lansing Sewer Separation Project. We've been involved for 17 years.
Well, what percentage of C2AE's business would you say involves contracts with the City of Lansing?
I would say that number is probably in the 5 to 10% range.
Is it really a very small amount?
Yeah, although that's, and when you add up the dollars, obviously that's a big number.
So when we look at a project like this, Consolidated Police Headquarters, can you take me through a kind of an outline of what the engineering evaluation process is for a project like this?
Yeah, I can give you in general terms of how we would go through a project like this. And, it's different for every project, so I kind of want to start off by saying that. But the basic steps are the same. Originally, they start off by researching the project type. You then sit down with the client. You establish goals and objectives. You gather relevant information about the project. You identify strategies. And then you determine quantitative requirements. And then at the end, obviously, you summarize the program. So some of the things, for instance, under research would be you identify the types of spaces they may need, space criteria for that space, relationships to other spaces. You're doing space planning for the building type. You look at some things, ratios of spaces needed for office space versus meeting space, and I won't go into more detail than that, but you look at typical cost per square foot in a building. and not to leave out site requirements. A lot of times there are issues with the site around the building itself. And then lastly, you look at the mechanical, electrical, security, and any other issues of that nature for the project.
I'm talking to Bill Kimball. He's the president and CEO of C2AE, the Lansing-based architecture and engineering firm. Well, Bill, obviously one of the issues is the timeline when it comes to this police headquarters project. The study began in February of 2010. I know the draft was just released this week. Why does it take so long to do that?
I think that, you know, sometimes it takes time to evaluate the different alternatives. Sometimes it takes time because it is on the forefront. It's something the city, you know, wants to press forward with it. And sometimes it may have other pressing issues that it may take the backseat. So I can't say certainly. I know we've not been working on this project full time by any means during that time frame.
I see. So typically on a project, does the city kind of outline the pace of the work that they expect you guys to work at?
Yeah, that's correct. And so, you know, we start a project, and so occasionally the pace of that project does shift, which is not unusual.
And in terms of the costs, as you probably know, that's obviously a major point of discussion, the fact that so far the city's invested $155,000 for studying this consolidated headquarters. Hundreds of thousands more are planned to be part of this new budget. How can you explain why the study is so costly in general?
Typically, the study part is so crucial in any project, not just this project. If you don't know what it is that you're going to build, or you know what it is that you need to build, then it's pretty difficult to come up with funding for the project or even program what type of project you would like to move forward with. So funding on a project, and again, everybody focuses on the federal and municipal study or feasibility type projects, but they're done on the private side of our business as well, in the industrial healthcare and those parts of our business all have this type of evaluation up front in a project. And so it's not unusual, again, overall for studies to take place of this magnitude.
What about the bidding process? As you said, the federal and municipal projects certainly get a lot of attention when it comes to at least the efficiency of the use of public money. How does that unfold, and are there any major competitors to C2AE when it comes to bidding on these kinds of municipal projects?
Yeah, the answer is certainly C2AE has many competitors in all of our areas, whether it's underground infrastructure, civil type work, or transportation, or building. There are plenty of competitors within the state and around the country. So the fact is that I don't think that the federal military or state and federal government spends any more money on these type of projects than does the speed of the project, I think, is sometimes faster on the private side than it is on the public side. But the reality is you still go through a similar process of studying.
And on the bidding end, is it typically then a cost that wins out? I mean, are you able to underbid another firm to be able to secure a project?
Most of our projects, we pride ourselves, in fact, in 2011 that 80% or 87% of our work was repeat work. And what that means is that we are getting that work from the value that we provide to our clients. And so we have to bid competitively on some projects, but there are other projects that we do that we don't have to competitively bid because we have relationships that are repeat relationships. So, but I can, again, definitely let you know that the market is such that you have to remain competitive in the marketplace. Otherwise, you won't maintain those relationships.
Now, listeners are obviously fascinated by this number that came out yesterday, this over $40 million that it would cost to convert the armory into a police headquarters. Since the building is already standing, what is it that makes this conversion so expensive?
Yeah, that unfortunately I'm not that close enough to the study to break that down for you, but I think the city, certainly as the study unfolds, that information would become available.
And as far as further study goes, is it pending this additional funding? I mean, at this point, has the study gone as far as it will until the further funding is provided?
No, I think the city, is indicating that the study's wrapping up And, you know, the next phase of the project would really be designed to take it to, you know, the next state. So it depends on the option that they choose in the end. I know there's been some stuff printed, but the reality is they're still evaluating the options in front of them.
And in terms of potential plans for the North Precinct to become the headquarters, is that a study that C2AE would also be involved in?
Yes. Yeah, we have been so far, and that's been part of the evaluation of the current study that we've completed, or so, near completion.
Finally, looking ahead, are there upcoming major projects here in Lansing that you're going to be involved in planning?
You know, a couple projects maybe statewide that I could throw out there that we're currently working on the MDOT Gateway project down near the Ambassador Bridge, which is obviously in the news recently, too. So that's on a fast track to get that done. Border, Water, and Light project that I already mentioned, which is down in our old town, certainly a sizable project that's going to be ongoing construction for some time. So we're looking forward to continuing our efforts with the city. We've done over 25 years worth of road reconstruction projects with them, and we've worked on the Lansing River Trail and some of those projects as well. And so there's always a variety of projects that the city has due to their size, and the fact that we offer a variety of services, or all the services, you know, makes us valuable to them.
One last thing, this C2AE, in terms of what happened during our economic downturn in the state, how much of an impact did that have on the firm itself, and in terms of the number of projects you were bringing in, and where are things standing right now?
Yeah, just to give you a quick number, we've grown in revenues over 50% in the last 7 years. So that would be the opposite of what's in the news about the downturn in the economy. And the reason we've grown that is because we've expanded our services into healthcare and higher education, industrial, and those areas have been some areas that we've expanded into and hit the market at the right time.
Sounds like it's all about diversification.
Yeah, that's correct.
And timing, of course.
Yes.
Bill Kimble, President and CEO of C2AE, the architecture and engineering firm based here in Lansing, over 45 years in business. Bill, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity, Mike.
And we'll be right back. You're listening to 1320 WILS.